It's day 328 of hashtag 365. Hello there, Alex Blake here, as always, every day. It's going to be so weird when I'm not doing this podcast anymore. Do you know what I mean? Like on day 366, I'm going to wake up and be like, oh, I don't have the podcast to do. It's going to be a really weird feeling. But yeah, do you know one thing I wanted to talk about today was just the fact that it feels like, and I don't know whether it's because I've been on this journey this year, and you know when you're immersed in something, you notice it more, right? Because it's kind of front of mind, so you spot it more. But does it feel like to you the same way it feels to me that more and more people are kind of getting involved with health and fitness? Like more and more people are starting to realise that their ways of life to date perhaps haven't been the healthiest and they're starting to pull it back. Maybe it's just because I've got to a certain age and a lot of my friends on like Facebook and stuff are deciding to lose weight and knocking booze on their head or becoming vegetarian and all that sort of stuff. But it feels like, I don't know, I know it's a bit of a cliched term, but it feels kind of like people are waking up, becoming woke, as the kids say. I don't know, but I think it's a really good thing. Yeah, when I think back to the habits that I had prior to this journey and how destructive they were, it's quite astonishing. I remember 1 week, I had like a Five Guys double stack cheeseburger with a big portion of fries with loads of mayonnaise and KFC and a Turkish takeaway and a pizza, all in like 1 week. And I remember thinking at the time, oof, I've eaten a lot of food this week, but I think if I did that now, I'd feel like really ill. And actually, when I think back, I think most of the time, I did feel pretty ill. I think I was like really bloated all the time. Anyone that suffers with IBS knows how terrible IBS is. When IBS hits, you're just like, oh my God, it feels like someone's ripping your intestines out of your stomach. It's not a pleasant feeling at all. And I haven't had a bout of IBS in, well, basically since the start of this journey. So, not that I can recall anyway. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I was ill all the time. They say, I can't remember where I read this, but someone said one of the key underlying factors of all illnesses is inflammation. So if you've got inflammation within your body in any way, that could be pressing on your nerves or it could be pressing against your organs or, you know, making your organs not function properly. It can lead to stress. It can lead to anxiety. It can lead to heart disease. Inflammation is the thing that causes so many problems. And I feel like my stomach was just inflamed all the time. Like I never gave my digestive system a rest at all. And I don't know. I feel like I woke up this morning feeling like my digestive system was going, thanks, mate. Cheers, pal. Last night, I had some pizza and Mel, my wife, had been out for lunch with my daughter in the day and they'd gone to Pizza Express, I think. Yeah, it was Pizza Express. And they brought some pizza back and there was half a pizza and my wife and I shared it. So I had a quarter of one pizza. And I ate it, and it was delicious. Like, absolutely, my mouth was just exploding with flavour. And once it was finished, I was like, oh, I feel full now. From a quarter of a pizza. I didn't feel like, oh, I really want some more. I wasn't moody about it. There was none of that at all. It was just a delicious experience. It was probably no more than, I'd say, at maximum about 450 calories, and I felt completely satisfied. That mindset and that physical set is so far away from where I was this time last year. I can't even articulate it. So anyway, I guess what I'm saying is I'm feeling really good. We are hurtling towards the end of this 365 day journey, which is absolutely mind blowing how quickly it's gone. It feels like yesterday. I think this has been one of the quickest years of my entire life. But yeah. Oh, some people have been asking about whether or not I'm going to do this live show at the end of 365, the 365th episode, which is going to be on January the 12th. The plan is to do it. Yes, I am going to do it, I think. No, I am. I just need to find a venue. I contacted this club that I'm a member of, but you're not allowed to do it there because you're not allowed to do any recordings there. So I can't do it there. So I'm going to try and find somewhere else to do it. It will be in London, central London, probably Soho Way, something like that. But yeah, I don't know. It's an expensive time of year, so I don't really want to spend loads of money on it. So you might have to buy your own drinks if you're coming. Wow. Do I know how to throw a party or what? Anyway, details will be posted on at Alex Bakerman on Twitter at some point. I might link to my website or something. I don't know how I'm going to do it yet. In fact, I've got absolutely no idea. It's a shambles in my brain, as you can well imagine, knowing me as you do after this year of listening to me ramble on every day. Anyway, it's a weigh-in tomorrow. If I'm totally honest with you, I am expecting big things. I was 15 stone, 11 pounds at the weigh-in last week. Tomorrow, will I be 15 stone, 6? That's the aim. And if I'm honest, I think I'm going to make it.